910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team formally announcing President-elect Trump has chosen Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services nominee. There is more fallout from the President-elect choices yesterday for Congressman Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General. ABC's Jay O'Brien says Gaetz resigned his House seat hours later amid an ethics investigation into sexual misconduct.
ABC News has learned, according to multiple sources, that the woman at the center of this investigation into Matt Gaetz for allegations of sex trafficking told the House Ethics Committee when she was interviewed by that committee that she had sex with Matt Gaetz when she was 17 years old and in high school, and Matt Gaetz was a member of the United States Congress.
Stocks closing lower after Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled the board will proceed with caution when it comes to another interest rate cut, saying inflation is still at play. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. On Wednesday, Senator Tammy Baldwin announced over $24 million in federal funding for over a dozen Wisconsin farmers and small rural businesses. According to a press release, the funding will be used to make energy efficiency improvements, cut costs, and improve resiliency. The funding was acquired through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program. Among the Western Wisconsin recipients are Knutson Family Farms in Pierce County and McDonald & Owen Veneer & Lumber Company in Polk County. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking libraries across the state to once again participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program. In partnership with the Department of Public Instruction and individual libraries, the program allows residents to use their library card to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. It's the fourth year the DNR has offered the program, and over 150 libraries already participate. The daily passes for 2025 are already available for purchase. If you've ever felt nervous about meeting up with someone from an internet marketplace, the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office and Duluth Police Department have you covered. The law enforcement agencies have established a safe exchange space for people to pick up items they've purchased online at the Joint Public Safety Building on North Arlington Avenue. The space in the parking lot is marked with yellow paint and is under constant video surveillance. Officials say parents can also use the space for child custody exchanges if necessary. Downtown Duluth officials say they need to find more funding sources to continue to support the outreach specialist position. The organization created the position with the use of American Rescue Plan Act funding in 2022 following the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The position was meant to act as a liaison between businesses in the area and the growing unhoused population. The goal was to decrease the number of law enforcement responses to conflicts in the downtown area while connecting those in need with resources that could help them. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 18, but came roaring back to force overtime on the way to a 127-120 win over the Pistons last night in Milwaukee. The Bucks were shorthanded. Doc Rivers.
No Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis. So we're down to one living point guard on our team.
Giannis finished the night with 59 points and talked about what he told the younger players filling in.
You know, don't take these moments for granted. It's easy for me to kind of fold and say, guys are out. But no. We at the end of the day, you are here to do a job, which is compete.
NFL, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago Sunday. I asked Lucas Van Ness, who's going to replace Preston Smith on defense after he was traded to the Steelers.
Regardless who's here, it's always been a next up mentality. Whether it's myself, Mosby, Cox, JJ, we're all ready to just kind of fill in and help where we can. And that still stays the same.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy this evening, partial clearing overnight, and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 50. A partly to mostly cloudy weekend, maybe a shower Saturday night, and a little more wind. Highs mid-50s Saturday, only mid-40s Sunday. It's 46 right now.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow still on vacation, but we got Luke Mather sitting in, and I have a feeling there might be a couple tangents. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. You can be part of this fine production. 855-752-4842. We've got a big show for you today. Our pal Joe Zepecki, he's a Dem strategist with Zepecki Communications. He's going to join us at the 5 o'clock hour. But I'm joined today, my co-host of the day, our friend Earl Ingram Jr. Find his show right here on Civic Media, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Earl, it's Thursday. Always love hanging out with you, man. Welcome.
Well, man, it's always great, man, as you notice. I'm wearing my woke hat.
You're very woke. You know, isn't that the problem in this world, Earl? Too much wokeness?
Well, yeah, man. They're trying to do away with woke. And so that's, you know, all the more reason for me to make sure that I stay woke to push back on the ridiculous changing of the definition of a word. I mean, just think about it, man. There's been this definition of what woke meant, perceptive people who are aware of what's going on, and Republicans changed the name. And anyway.
They take everything and ruin it, Earl. yeah. Earl, I got to tell you, as you and I were talking in preparation for today's show, and this happens to me sometimes, Earl. Happens to me on Maggie Dawn's show a week or two ago. Happened to me today. Blowing my mind, Earl. You gave me some information I had not yet heard, and it's still hard for me to fathom. And we do have some sound, I believe. Jess P.S. working the board, working the phones. Again, you can be a part 855-752-4842. That the incoming president, Earl, the once and future president, is down for reparations. I mean, this is the guy whose company was charged with and settled a federal lawsuit for not renting to African Americans. This is the guy who talks about the immigrants poisoning the blood of America. This is the guy who said that the Haitians are eating the pets, they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs of the people that live there, and he's down for reparations. It's hard to believe, Earl. We got the sound, Jess. Let's hear what he had to say.
Furthermore, I will direct the Department of Justice to pursue federal civil rights cases against schools that continue to engage in racial discrimination and schools that persist in explicit unlawful discrimination under the guise of equity will not only have their endowments taxed, but through budget reconciliation, I will advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment. A portion of the seized funds will then be used as restitution for victims of these illegal and unjust policies.
Earl, it sounds like he's down with giving the white people reparations.
Well, Dominic, I don't know any other way, you know, you can cut that. And there'll be people who say, That's not what he meant. There'll be people who call this show and say, oh, that's not what he meant. That's exactly what he said. And I will say to you that if for a couple centuries, Black people weren't allowed to go to universities.
Right.
And if somebody would have possibly mentioned, well, let's give reparations to the people who had the ability to go to universities, but they're discriminated against, there would be total outrage. They're going to be giving them reparations. But the next president of the United States stood before the world yesterday and said that. And man, when I saw, when, you know, it just, it really just, I'll tell you something, man, it angered me. Because if I remember when I was having people call the show when Kamala first started running, and certain people would call and say, she's for reparations. And it would have to be, oh, no, she's not. No, she didn't say that. But this cat stood erect with all the television cameras watching him and called for reparations for white people. Come on, man.
I mean,
hey, only in America, man.
Oh, man. Ain't that the truth, that this guy would get elected again and say these kinds of things. Earl, apparently the racism is gone, man. No harm, no foul. It's been too long. We're over it now. We fixed it. You know, we had Barack Obama as our Black president. And why do we need to continue on with these efforts? Earl, it was so very long ago, man. I mean, what about the poor white people that can't get into college?
You know, man, diversity, equity, and inclusion, affirmative action, all of those things were brought about to correct, you know, a past that's still on the ledger for this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so Black people didn't create diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they didn't create affirmative action. It was whites who said and saw the injustice and said, this was not right. We need to do what we can to make it right. And so, you know, so now all of a sudden, diversity, equity, and inclusion is done away with. Affirmative action is done away with. And you know, to steal a line from Rodney King, why can't we just get along? Well, no. It's, you know, this is not level. The playing field is not level now, nor will it ever be level. And so what do you say? I hear people will say, well, what do we say to our children, to white children who feel bad about what took place in this nation, and we want to make sure that they don't feel bad? But I say to that, what about Black children who still are bringing up the rear end and who will continue to bring up the rear end? And maybe sometimes I wonder, Dominic, if whites in this nation don't understand that they're the strong majority in numbers. And so I'm a part of a reality of 12% of a nation that continues to be mistreated, you know, and so, you know, some of us are tired of it. And there are no excuses anymore that we accept. And so my fight is for grandchildren and great-grandchildren who don't have those of us who came up during the civil rights struggle who fought anymore as my generation dies off. And so when you hear somebody like Donald Trump make the statements that he's making, he ought to be condemned for it.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me today. You can do so as well, 855-752-4842. You know, Earl, it seems to me, just mathematically speaking, that 50 years of efforts of affirmative action and you know, the civil rights movement doesn't necessarily overtake the, you know, 400 or 500 years of oppression, let alone the systemic issues that we have in our institutions. Again, made not for minorities, but made for white land-owning men. That is the legacy, and these efforts to, catch up, Earl? I mean, how else would you put it? There's a lot of catching up to do for the way that we have the legacy of our history in this country. But apparently people like Donald Trump, who was a lie, you know, who was part of this problem when he was renting or not renting or steering black folks in New York back in the day, that this is where we're at now, that this problem now has been solved. If you believe what the Republicans are saying, it's not just in the universities now, Earl. We're going to have this go in and be pushed through all levels of government as well. Look at some of the folks that Donald Trump is proposing for his cabinet members. Fox News, Pete Hegseth, right at the Pentagon. What do you think he's going to do? He's been very critical of quote unquote the woke military, and now this guy is going to be a Fox News guy. Granted, he did serve, he was in the military, but that does not make you qualified to lead the largest civilian workforce in the country at all, even if you're a Foxy Newsy guy. But this is just the start. Oh, it's not going to be just universities. It's going to be at every facet and level of this country.
So just imagine, from the perspective of a person of color, when you know this is what we're headed into, and so to say, you look at Lloyd Austin and others who have risen to the highest level of the service, and Donald Trump and Pete Hicks, whatever his name
Hicks,
is,
yes,
are saying as if these people have risen to that level because of DEI and affirmative action. You know, that way of thinking we understood, you know, 70 years ago, 80, 90 years ago, it was out front. We knew what it was. We could deal with it. And then it went underground. But Donald Trump has brought it back out again. Make America great again. And so, you know, It is more than frustrating. I always say to people, don't tell me about the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, because it's different.
Yeah.
For people of color, we don't have the same affinity for it that others do.
Donald Trump, born June 14th. We share a birthday, at least the day. 1946, affirmative action started in 1961. Donald Trump and his father, the Trump Organization, got in trouble, I believe, in the 70s, maybe early 80s, yes, for that. So Donald Trump's, you know, they grew up where they didn't have to provide. You know, I mean, that was how the business was. So all of a sudden, now in the 60s in the civil rights movements, you know, all you black folks and you white woke people are pushing these civil rights upon us business people, and we don't like that. We don't want that. We want to continue to do it the way we've always done it. And now they're getting an opportunity not to go forward, Earl, but to go backwards. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. That's Earl Ingram Jr. You guys are on the lines as well. 855-752-4842. Joseph Peckett coming at 5 o'clock. You are next.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Joined today, my co-host Earl Ingram Jr. You can find him on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Fridays. Always find him on the app as well. Download the Civic Media app at your favorite app store. Appreciate you joining me today, Earl. I know we're going to got a lot to get to with regard to the Trump appointments and so on, but I wanted to... This is really, we talked after the election, but now we've had time to kind of digest a little bit, you know, let it seep in and see what the reaction calmed down a little bit and see, evaluate what our reaction is going to be and see how the Trump world has handled their victory. Paul Fanlon at the Cap Times here in Madison had an opinion piece out, and he says, he's entitled it, "Face It, Donald Trump's Cult is Now an American Majority." I'm not going to read into it right now, folks. You can go check it out, captimes.com. But it's kind of damning, and a lot of reflective thoughts, not in this piece, but many pieces as well. And I would argue that perhaps the cult is not an American majority, although it's certainly a voting majority. Lots of people don't vote, Earl, and so I'm not going to put that on everybody, but it certainly feels like the MAGAs are a majority now, Earl. Do you buy that, or do you think there's a silent majority somewhere else?
Well, you know, there are MAGAs. All MAGAs don't wear red hats.
Yeah.
MAGAs don't go to Donald Trump rallies. There's some MAGAs who look normal like you, Dom, and they're not willing to say it and admit it. And so the real inherent danger is that there are people who supported Donald Trump and support him. That's bared out by the numbers that look normal, right? And you speak normal and who, you know, you see every day, and yet behind the scenes, they support the insanity that is Donald Trump and what he stands for and what the MAGA movement stands for. If you just think about, well, we knew Project 2025.
Yep.
That's what people are wondering.
They told us, Earl, what they were going to do.
Yes. This is the beginning stages of Project 2025. And so Donald Trump said, no, it's not me. I didn't have, come on, man. That's exactly what is transpiring right now as they prepare to dismantle the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, all the things that the American people love so much, Donald Trump is getting ready to dismantle. And I wonder, Dominic, how they're going to take it. Because you can't go back, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. When Donald Trump is gone, he's done that damage to these sacred things that Americans seem to love so much and have lived by. And you can't bring it back together. Earl, if you allow Donald Trump to get away with the things that he's getting away with, you cannot tell the next person.
So much for law and order. I mean, if we don't have a justice system, you're not going to have a democracy. Earl, I get the sense, and I think if you look at, you know, some of the attraction that the Bernie Sanders had and some of the attraction that Trump has had, the sense that, you know, the government as it is right now, our institutions, not necessarily the documents, the founding documents, but our institutions are not responsive or reflective to the needs of the people, quote unquote, right? It's not doing what it's supposed to. Folks aren't getting ahead like they should be. And so the sense of let's say, not say hopelessness necessary, but that sense of anger that Americans haven't got a raise adjusted for inflation in 50 years in my lifetime, Earl, compared to how the very wealthy are continuing to, you know, expand that wealth gap, man. They're doing great, man. The day after Trump got elected, like, the top 10 billionaires earned like $40 billion. You know, that's great for them, but it's not great for working class folks. So I get the sense that not everybody, although they're maybe not wearing the mega hats, they may look normal and sexy like me, Earl. It's not all about the racist misogyny. It's about, man, this sucks for me. There's nobody responding to it. No one's addressing it. So if it's going to suck for me, it's going to suck for you. We're going to blow the whole thing up. I get the sense. Man, you know me. I've been a libertarian, independent, but both for Republicans. I've been all around. That sense, that thing within a lot of folks, I think is real, although maybe misguided. But there's a sense that people want some serious fundamental change. But I don't know that, you know, installing one of the billionaires that is part of the cause of the problem is going to be the solution, Earl.
You just answered the question. I say this to all Republicans and all the people who voted for Donald Trump. If you say the Democrats did this, the Democrats have not been in charge for 50 years. What transpired over the last 50 years is greed that has accumulated by both Democrats and Republicans and the power brokers and the oligarchs of this nation. The oligarchs aren't just Democrats. There's equally as many Republican oligarchs as there are Democrats. And so to say that I'm upset, I'm mad because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the average person hasn't gotten a raise in 50 years. I think, I'm not very good at math, but I think Joe Biden was only president for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
This issue is bigger than the last 4 years, Dominic, and I don't understand why people couldn't comprehend that. This has been a structural issue in this nation for, as you stated, half a century. And so to say, so what do they think now? Donald Trump is going to all of a sudden wave a magic wand, Dominic, and fix it? Is that what I'm to believe? The people who voted for him, that he's going to straighten it all out inside of 4 years? Hey, poppycock.
Earl, fix it or break it beyond recognition. I guess it depends on what your perspectives are. That is Earl Ingram. This is the Dom Salvia Show. I see you folks lining up on the text line and on the phones. We will get to you next. Be patient. Join 855-752-4842.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin healthcare organizations say they're seeing an increase in the amount of unpaid medical care for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Wisconsin Hospital Association's annual report, the amount of uncompensated care has jumped by 6% in the last year to a total of over $1.3 billion. The increase in unpaid care comes from an increase in the number of patients who are unable to pay for the care they've received and an increase in charity care, which hospitals can write off through taxes. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $1 million in available grant funding to train and recruit more teachers. In a press release on Wednesday, Governor Evers announced the grants would cover 2 years of program costs for nonprofits to recruit, train, and license teachers under Department of Public Instruction guidelines. The grant program is meant to help address a shortage of teachers across the state as public school districts struggle with funding issues. Applications for the funding must be submitted by December 16th. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley visited Superior on Thursday to highlight a new grant program for ensuring clean water in schools. The grant program would be created under Dr. Underley's budget request and would provide funding for schools to upgrade their fountains to keep lead and other contaminants out of the water. The grant program would have $2.5 million to distribute if the budget request is approved. Dr. Underley has proposed massive investments in public education as districts resort to operational referendums. The city of Duluth is looking for a new city administrator as current administrator David Montgomery prepares to retire again. Montgomery has served in the position on an interim basis during Mayor Roger Reinhart's tenure. He had previously served in the position for 9 years under former mayors Don Ness and Emily Larson. City officials say the search for a new long-term city administrator will begin at the start of the new year. In a statement, Mayor Reinhart also thanked Montgomery for being willing to help out in the position temporarily. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy this evening, partial clearing overnight, and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 50. A partly to mostly cloudy weekend, maybe a shower Saturday night, and a little more wind. Highs mid-50s Saturday, only mid-40s Sunday. It's 46 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you need some good news? I know I do. Next, I'll be joined by Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me, host of the Earl Ingram Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Check it out on the website, on the app, on your local stations. Earl, got some callers waiting for us, so let's get to them. Once again, 855-75-CIVIC. Andrew from Detroit, you are up. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Here I am again, a single white man in a very, very black, low-income neighborhood in the city of Detroit, which is doing very, very well, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a yard sign in this neighborhood anywhere. Anywhere. Where was the party coming out to this neighborhood to ask people to vote? I had called several times to get a yard sign, a lawn sign, and I got nothing. No response, no return call. Our problem isn't our policies or the economy. The economy is perfect. Our problem is messaging. We know it's been messaging every year after year, election after. When are we going to finally hold the party responsible for responsible messaging?
What does that mean to you, Andrew? I mean, I've heard this thing is also, and I mean, a couple things. Eminem and Obama, they were in Detroit, right, with Kamala Harris. Eminem introduced them. Obama. Obama wanted to start rapping some Eminem. So I get it. I mean, but they did do some events there. Now maybe Harris wasn't going door to door down Woodward. But she was in town. Harris. But let me ask you about the messaging thing, because I mean, I hear that it seems so esoteric. What does that mean to you, man? Messaging. What does that mean?
There is a, Dom, you know, there is a difference between the economy and what our groceries and gasoline cost.
Sure.
The economy is wonderful, and I don't know how to describe the difference. But there is a difference between the economy and our table issues, our wallet table issues.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
There's the first thing.
Well, okay, but I would say, but Andrew, let me say this. I think it, to some degree, that was addressed, at least in some effort. And thanks for the call, man. Earl, I want you to jump in here as well. I mean, she talked about the child tax credit. She talked about giving folks, you know, money to help to buy a house. She talked about rent control. She talked about price making efforts to reduce prices and price gouging, going after the price gougers. She talked about some of those table issues. Apparently, Earl, it wasn't enough, but it's hard for me to think that wasn't addressed. Now, maybe it wasn't sexy. It wasn't bought, but she was certainly selling it.
You know, Dominic, every time I hear that, I cringe, because the truth of the matter is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and this is for rural America as well, did all that they could to try to address the real structural issues of what the average American is facing on a daily basis. And Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin interfered and would not allow his full plan and platform to come into play that would have started addressing those 50 years that we talked about.
The Democrats interfered with the Democrats' plan, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And so just little snippets of that plan got through, and it had some impact in many areas. You know, I was listening to Bill Clinton. I was at an event with Bill Clinton several weeks ago, and Bill Clinton said the infrastructure plan, 10 years from now, that'll still be going on, and hundreds of thousands of jobs will have been created.
They'll still be bearing fruit at that point.
Who's going to say anything about that, Dominic?
Well, I'm sure if it's very successful and jobs are created and infrastructure is getting done, whoever's in the current administration will take credit for that. So in this time, it goes well, and you know we're doing the things based on that act. Trump will take it, you know, credit for. And in four more years, assuming it's not Donald Trump again, that administration will take credit for it. But that's the point, Earl, right? I mean, these are long-term generational investments that have unfortunately been, we've gone so long without them. And the fact that that got done, and maybe it doesn't, Earl, doesn't reduce the price of butter for folks and doesn't, you know, give them a raise. So, I mean, it's harder for them to see the fact that, hey, you know, this road's getting done or these bridges are getting done or there's, you know, broadband internet to have a direct, you know, immediate impact on people's wallets and their lives, man. I guess I'm wondering if expectations are too high for folks. Hey, I'm going to vote for so-and-so and I'm going to get a $10 raise an hour. Well, that's not necessarily the case, Earl.
Those same people are very much unaware is that it was a global inflation, global inflation. Other nations suffered worse than we did.
And they continue to.
Yes, under what Biden and what they did was a lot better than what most of the other nations of the world had to deal with. And so you can point your finger and say Joe Biden did it, but that would not be accurate. Otherwise, the rest of the nations wouldn't be suffering for it as well.
Right. Joe Biden's policies are so bad, the whole world is suffering, Earl. 855-752-4842. I can't believe I haven't heard that out of the Megas yet. But the you know, these policies, decisions, and these votes will come home to roost, Earl. And I'm not betting against America. I mean, I want the best for this country, you know, financially and mentally. But I am concerned that there might be some buyer's remorse if some folks that, you know, decided they just wanted to blow the thing up or they didn't want the current, you know, go against whoever's currently that administration is and just kind of be the contrarian. But if your concern is your pocketbooks, I don't know what policy is going, you know, is going to be installed or enacted by this administration is going to literally help people get more money in their pockets. I don't know that. And I'd love to hear from our audience. 855-752-4842. Let's get back to the lines. Let's go to Matt from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. So I want to address some of the people that I think voted for him that really got to take benefit with their white privilege, right? They basically treated this election like fantasy football, right? Or a meme stock, right? Where they just decided that they could do whatever they wanted and it would be fun to vote for Trump. And worst case scenario or best case scenario, yeah, maybe they get more money or the price of eggs goes down. But the worst case scenario is they're still white middle-class people in America.
Right.
Fine place to be. So they just said, you know what, if he sucks, he's not going to suck for me. If it's fun, gee, wasn't that fun to say we voted for him? Like I said, he's like the meme stock president. And that just goes to show with all the stuff they do, right? They have trolling. They have, like, gotcha questions and things like that. But they don't ever have any policy.
Yeah, that's a good point, Matt. Thank you for the call. It's easy to be in a comfortable position and either not give a damn, not vote, or vote for someone that's going to blow the whole thing up if you're not one of those that are going to be impacted and affected. And usually in these scenarios, you listen to what Donald Trump is saying. It's going to be the black and brown folks. It's going to be the trans folks. It's going to be those that we as a society have made a point to support because they have been traditionally been beaten down, and we recognize that. That's not being woke. That's just freaking history, man. Earl, any thoughts?
Yeah, let me say this. I'd say this to people. Donald Trump is now going to be allowing the Deep Ramaswamy, whatever the genie's name is, and Elon Musk. And Elon Musk has said there's going to be some pain as we go through the budget and cut things. A billionaire in charge of cutting programs that the average person needs who is struggling mightily right now, while the president cuts the tax rate for corporations to 15%, while he extends the tax breaks for the wealthy. And while he says he's going to cut taxes on Social Security, I'm not good at math, but if you take away all those different things and cut all that revenue to the economy, Dominic, government can't run without resources. So he's going to be forced to cut dams that are helping people in rural America and other places while they're at the food stamps.
Yeah, think of the farm bill, right?
Yes.
855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me today. You on the lines as well. Let's get back to him. Pizza Box Mike. Hey, Mike, welcome. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know, Dom, you know that I've never been a guy to say that I wish I was wrong. It's always better to be right. And, you know, again, this was, I felt it early on that, you know, this wasn't going our way. And then I felt it surge a little bit. And then I saw Trump do like oral sex to a microphone and stuff. And I thought, she's going to win, you know, barely. But, you know, my first gut reaction was that we were going to lose this. And it's not so much about messaging as it is about having a message that sinks in with people. And I hate to tell people this, but, you know, offering $25,000 to buy a house still leaves 60% of the population without the opportunity to buy a house. You got to have more than just the 25 to put down. I mean, and then you got to have a house to get to. I mean, the messaging about price gouging and going after billionaires, dang, that was working, wasn't it? And then, of course, you know, the consultants and the donors and the people that, you know, have been making money off of all of us for decades now. Remember when they always talked about, you know, the redistribution of wealth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was like, you know, the last 40 years taking $40 trillion from all of us and giving it to the top. But what really gets me upset today is the media and the Republicans in Congress that were shocked and gasping and stuff. And I'm like, hey, what the hell did you think was going to happen? Seriously. I mean, why do you think we were so desperate about all this? But another thing is, if you're going to tell people that we need to save democracy, you might want to check and make sure that democracy is working for everybody. Most people thinking, what democracy, right? I know a lot of those people. That's why I'm always the guy on the other side of the consultants. You're the guy on the side with Bernie and some of the other people that you don't have to fake the message. You just go out and do it, man. So if you really wanted to make it happen, Democratic Party, I think you failed the last time that you need to. And you need to get rid of all these high-priced consultants, and you need to stop making it about raising money. Because you can raise enough money getting small amounts from people if you just represent them, damn it.
Pizza Box Mike, love to hear from you. Earl, I mean, the money and the politics, I mean, it is a business, and the high-priced consultants, they're like lawyers, man. They always get paid. You know what I mean?
You know, Dominic, the Democrats outspent the Republicans 2-1 in the state of Wisconsin. You know, we can talk about money in politics. Both sides are engaged. And so the Democrats spent twice as much money and still got waxed. So, you know, the money has its place. But when the money is the god, this is the result.
Earl Ingram Jr. sticking around with me today. You on the phones. We're going to come back after this break and get to more of you. 855-752-4842. I want to also get into some of the cabinet picks. The breaking news today, and we were waiting on it. Guess. And Jess, I know I broke this one to you when I rolled in today. Donald Trump has nominated someone for the Health and Human Services position. The one, the only. Anti-vaxxer, dead bear in the woods, cutting the head off a shark, RFK Jr. This is going to be great. What could possibly go wrong? Folks, come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Todd Alba Show. managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Going to get back to the lines here momentarily, Earl. The Health and Human Services, man, RFK Jr., totally qualified, right? I mean, this makes total sense. I mean, I can't imagine someone who would be better for this organization. No responsibility hardly whatsoever. It's going to be fine. The anti-vaxxer in charge of vaccines.
You want a response?
I mean,
so Donald Trump said before this, jokingly, last week or week before last, I might put a Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in charge of Health and Human Services and let him go crazy.
Let him go wild.
Let him go wild.
Yeah, let him go wild. So this is what people is. This is what did. So damn it. Did people not expect this? I mean, and because they control everything, and the politricksters in Congress and the Senate are afraid of him, he's going to get what he wants.
Do you think they're going to go through the
Republicans control it all?
Well, you still got to get through the advice and consent unless it's a recess appointment. Do you think there'll be enough spine in this majority Republican Senate to actually do some advice and consent? Or are they going to let him just put in whoever he wants? Because, come on, at some point, if you get some super unqualified folks, I get that, you want to give the administration the opportunity to put their experts and put their team together. Okay. But there's got to be, and even like Lisa Murkowski, Republican senator, not very happy about some of these selections. So there's going to be, and there's only going to be, we got some sound on that. All right, just play Senator Murkowski, if you would, please. I believe this is relative to what? The Gates for Attorney
Indeed.
General. All right, let's play that one, please.
I don't think it's a serious nomination for the Attorney General. We need to have a serious Attorney
General, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to consider somebody that is serious.
And that's the Republican. And, you know, you only need a few of those, maybe four, I guess, given the current number breakdown in the Senate, to say, no, we don't want somebody like Matt Gaetz. 855-752-4842. We've got a couple callers holding. We got Joe Zepecki coming at the top of the hour, so let's clear out the board. Let's see, Bob from Pewaukee, you are up. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
How you doing? Good afternoon. Two messages. The first one is that it's great to talk about current events, but we need a strategy. And if you haven't had a chance to read Project 2025, all 900 pages, you may not like it, but they kind of outline the strategy that they have moving forward. And we kind of lack a strategy. We have ideas. It's not concrete. It's not put down in writing. It's not there's no consensus. And without a strategy, that's what I do for a living, we're going to have a problem. We'll just keep talking to each other. That's number one. Number two, the strategy all starts with, in business, we started off with the voice of the customer. In this case, it would be the voice of the citizen. And instead of calling the other team or people that don't agree with us, MAGAs and different words, it would be best to understand what their needs are and then create a strategy that addresses those needs. And so I think oftentimes there's so many people that are so busy talking about, oh, this and that, negativity and stuff, that instead of getting into the weeds and getting down and dirty and finding out what the needs are of our constituents are and representing them better than the other side. That's what I have to say today.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate your perspective. Sometimes the needs aren't, easily defined though, Earl. And sometimes I don't know if people really know what they want. I'm angry at the world and I'm going to blow it up. How do you make a strategy around trying to appease, those who would be willfully ignorant of the facts around them? Or even if they're not willful, Earl, I mean, people are working, trying to get through, taking care of kids, taking care of parents. Not everyone's got the time or energy to engage. What do you think, Earl?
You know, Dominic, I get weary of people saying, you got to understand what these people, how they feel, and what's going on with them, And so, listen, people struggle in a capitalistic society. That's what's at the root of a capitalistic society. Winners and losers. And so that's not unusual. We've always had that in this society. And as long as there's capitalism, there's going to be that. And to somehow think that you shouldn't call them MAGAs, they call themselves MAGAs. Right. Proudly. They walk around with their heads up in the air like a peacock strutting around. I'm MAGA. So, this is not attacking someone who separates themselves and they want to be known by being MAGAs. So they've decided to label themselves that, not us.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That's my co-host of the day, Earl Ingram Jr. He hosts his own show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's going to stick around for another hour. Callers, I see you up there. Be patient. We will get to you as well. Coming up next, Joe Zepecki, Dem strategist with Zepecki Communications, friend of ours. He's going to jump on with us as well. Stick around.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little more recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We'll wrap up the show with a Friday This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut?
I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.